Guess what time it is? Welcome to the journey. It is your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on podcast. Y'all don't want to miss this show because y'all know at the journey we believe in taking life one step at a time. No review mirrors on this show. I show them land. Switch boy. J-Man, it's 100. Y'all, let's dive into today's topic as we deal with cutting-edge issues that you can only find with the 100. Y'all, let's listen in now to what the journey has to say. Hey, it's your boy, Journeyman Bell, aka Mr. 100, coming to you on the devotion of the call, the information of the call, and the instruction of the call. A lot of times, when God begins to call us, He will, as I said before, He will give instructions. So how does God instructions apply? In Moses' case, when God came to Moses in the burning bush, He started giving Moses instructions about what was going on. He gave him the details of what was transpiring as it related to him. He started saying that the cries of the people are great and they have come to me. And he was telling Moses that he needed him to go down to deliver. He said to Moses that I will deliver the people. But he was telling Moses that he was going to be the voice of what it is that he needed to do. Now, from Moses' standpoint, seeing the bush was enough to just kind of really bring his attention in full circle. And a lot of times when God does things, he will find his unique ways, as I said before, he finds his unique ways of getting our attention. If God intends on you doing anything, He's going to get your attention one way or the other. And sometimes He'll come in a dream. Sometimes He'll give you an inspiration. He'll give you a direction. He told Abraham, He said, go and I will show you the land. But He didn't tell him what reasons it was for where He was trying to send him. A lot of times, the thing that I want people to understand in when God gives instructions is that He may not give you the complete detail of everything up front. A lot of times, we want the complete package of everything that God is saying. God, no, I can't give you everything all at once because sometimes you can't handle that. I mean, can you imagine Abraham getting the instructions of God to go and sacrifice his son? If He told Abraham, you're going to sacrifice your son and his son Isaac, if He would have told him everything that pertained to that at the time that He was testing him, that He was trying to see his loyalty, then Abraham would have taken it differently. God's instructions and information that He gives to us is fitting for us. It's not going to cover every single area all the time. We want all the boxes checked, especially when our insecurities begin to take their place. We want all the boxes checked. I want all the resources in place. I need all the people that's going to be a part of this. I need all of whatever it is that I need. And God says, no, all you need is what I'm giving you. Sometimes God will give us something very simple to do. He'll give us something simple as far as going to witness to somebody, but we can't even seem to do that. Why is that? Because of our fears and our trying to get all of it solved. That I think if we understand that God's information is already complete, regardless of what information he gives to us. He may not give you it all at once. He may just give you a portion of it. He may just give you one word. You know, can you imagine Abraham? I'm staying with Abraham for a specific reason. God has me going on. Like right now, I'm obeying his call to do these podcasts. But he told him, he said, go and I will show you the land. So God was literally telling Abraham, yeah, hey, you start moving and then I'm going to start showing. But a lot of times we want the complete of all the information before we start doing any type of activity. Any type of activity. Can you imagine Noah? God saying, hey, it's going to rain. I need for you to build a boat. Noah didn't, don't know how long it's going to take. He didn't know if it was going to rain tomorrow. I mean, you know, can you imagine that? Start building a boat, it's going to rain. It hadn't rained in years. And here it was. So important for you to understand this, that the information God gives you, catch this note, the information that God gives you is prepared. It's a prepared set time. You know, I talked about the vision and being committed to the vision a few weeks ago. But the set time of the information God gives you is so vital, because God is like, I'm literally holding back some things because I'm waiting on you to complete this part. What kind of things have God been holding back off the information he gave us 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and we still haven't done it? What floodgates of blessings have we been holding back because we haven't stepped into the limelight of the information he's given us? We keep waiting for more information, and we keep waiting for more confirmation, and we keep waiting for more affirmation. We keep waiting for more whatever it is that we're waiting for, that's more. And God just only continue to give us the one thing. Let's go and I show you. Whatever that is, whether it's in a dream. Some people are called in your dreams. You keep having a dream over and over and over again, because God is continually giving you the information. And what we want is the complete information. And God is saying, no, I'm giving you what you need. This information I'm giving you over and over and over again is critical, critical to your growth into his glory. His information is always connected to others. Even if it starts with you, come on here. God's information is always for others, even if it starts with you. Wow. The things God inform you about or make you aware of is always for others, and the glory that he's trying to bring from what he shared with you. But what it's up to us to respond to the info. Okay, let's say you don't have all the details, okay? Let's say you don't have the complete clarity of what it is that God is saying. Where is the elements of what it is that you've been given? What exactly has God spoken to you? Like I got to go back to Abraham. He told Abraham, he said, go and I'll show you the land. Abraham just started moving. And then more info came. And then more info came. He told him, he said, hey man, I need for you to separate from Lot. And Abraham didn't want to do it. Watch this. Abraham didn't want to get away from Lot. He wanted to stay with Lot. For whatever reason. But God never spoke to Abraham. After he told him to get rid of Lot, God didn't speak to Abraham until Abraham and Lot separated. God's information for us, when he's specific with some things like that, it's because he's saying that there are certain things that need to be accomplished before I can release what other information I have for you. He said, I'm not telling you anything, Abraham. No, I'm not telling you anything until you do this part. And many times we keep waiting for more information to what it is God wants us to do. When God says, what I've already informed you about, you haven't even done. The instruction that I've already presented to you has not even been done, accomplished. It hadn't been managed. It hadn't been fulfilled. And you want me to share more information to what you already can handle? Come on. God says, come on, man. I think a lot of times we want the fullness of what it is that God says, because for one, we're scared. For two, we don't want to mess up. I can understand that. But God says, I'm not asking you to think ahead like that. I said before that God is not asking us to think about the things he gives us. He's asking us to respond. If we start thinking, we're going to start incorporating. Let's just be real. This your boy. We start thinking, we're going to start incorporating. And so God says, I'm not going to fill your mind with anything more than what you need to hear concerning what I need for you to do. Once you do that, then I can do this. But his instructions, his information, all will start to come as we continue to walk it out. You know, the Bible does say we go from faith to faith and from what? Glory to glory. We in these places that we get our information from God. I'm going to tell you what this. Let me say it like this. God told me to start a radio station. And he called it The Journey. Now, this is before I did podcasts. I started doing it on radio. He said he called it The Journey. And as I began my first time doing it, I was trying to learn how to work the board. I was trying to learn how to do this. I was trying to learn how to do that. And all these different things I was trying to do. And man, I made a lot of mistakes. My intro was bad. My intro sucked. I mean, it really, really sucked. But I was navigating my way through what I heard. Through the information that God was giving me, the instructions that God was giving me. And I started it, and then the more I did it, the easier it became. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm no perfect radio host at all. I still tweak and manage those things and try and better my skill set. My communication places, my information places, all those things. But it's a lot more clearer now than when I first started. Now when I do podcasts, I mean, I know the general information of what the journey is. But I never know week to week what I'm going to talk about until God starts giving me instructions. He starts giving me ideas. He starts giving me information. Even right now, he's giving me information to download. God's information sometimes comes through the inspired places of our works. Because what we do opens up God's words to us. That's why he says, be not a hearer only, but a doer. For if not, we're deceiving ourselves. He says, when you start to do what it is that you heard, then he says, then you start to see what it is that you said. The interesting, most wonderful thing about God's information and instruction is that it always leads to something. Then you start to understand, okay, I don't need to do this. And then God starts to give more information. He starts to really tool us into what it is that he spoke to our lives. So while we're sitting here twiddling our thumbs and waiting on God to speak in something that we know he's gave to us in the beginning, we're waiting for more resources, we're waiting for more information, and we're waiting for more whatever it is that has stopped us from moving. And we keep waiting, and we keep waiting, and we keep waiting, and we don't hear anything else. It's because God is saying, what I've already inspired with you and what I've already shared with you should be enough to get started. They got this thing on Facebook, like a starter kit, and it's from different things like church and usher boards, and they have all these different little familiar things that come with the start of the starter kit of whatever it is you're doing. If it's a parent starter kit, then they got like a belt off in there, and they got like a different things that would encourage the start of whatever it is that you're getting ready to start into, these little funny starter kits. But it's a start, and God is saying, listen, you may not have everything. You may not have everything, but it's a start. You have a start to something. What if God started you with that you can go with? What do you have? What do you have right now? What's in your hands right now? Come on. I just want you to start with this. And God said, and from there, then we can go further, okay? The information that God has given us, what is he giving you right now? That he's saying, okay, let's start with this and go from there. Get going. The call is waiting. The call is waiting. The call is waiting. It's your boy, Journey. Y'all make sure y'all share it. And we'll talk to you all soon. Your boy's out. Well, y'all, that's a wrap on the Journey podcast. Thank you for tuning in and listening to your boy. And hey, if it's been a blessing to you, it's been helpful to you, it's been insightful to you, y'all, share it with somebody else. Your boy, I ain't even gonna charge you for it. I always want to hear your feedback. Always looking to be 100 in every area. So y'all, with that being said, this your boy, J-Man Bell, a.k.a. Mr. 100, y'all. We'll see you next time on the journey where we believe in taking life one step at a time and stay in the journey.